everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to PollardFarms.com. That's PollardFarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms, 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time. 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Well, despite pressure in the live cattle and feeder cattle futures during the first hour of trade today, prices stabilized by midday. Hog futures, on the other hand, continue to tumble lower, with traders focusing on weak cash markets and uncertain global demand potential for pork products. But despite the early losses, though, hog futures showing some support today. While corn futures were higher today in light trade, December up 5.75 cents higher, stock markets were lower today in light trade, the Dow Jones down 60 points, NASDAQ down 59 points. In live cattle, after testing long-term support near 94.30 per hundredweight in October contracts, buyers moved back into the complex, pushing futures $1 to $2 per hundredweight higher. The market remains oversold and should be able to continue to rally on current market fundamentals. But futures struggled to hold on to gains by closing bell due to limited buyers. Cash cattle activity remained quiet today, with both sides looking for direction from box beef market movement and activity on the futures trade. Only a few asking prices seen today, but in general bids remain hard to find. Most activity expected to be delayed until Wednesday or later. Box beef cutouts today lower, down 28 cents in select and down 63 cents per hundredweight in choice, with a light movement of 64 total loads. Meanwhile, today gains quickly moved into the feeder cattle futures complex, with prices surging $1 to $2 per hundredweight. Initial pressure was seen throughout the cattle trade, but selling stops evaporated, allowing for increased support. Triple-digit gains, though, likely to hold as traders view the current market as oversold. In grains today, corn futures were up 3 to 5 cents higher, with light buying after crop ratings declined and oversold conditions remained firmly in place. Soybean futures 6 to 8 cents higher today, with light buying as traders remained firmly range-bound. Meal was $1 to $2 higher and oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, futures 2 to 6 cents higher, with Minneapolis trade leading. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.